Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
So just a couple of things on what Mike North told us about putting together Washington's schedule and the NFL schedule overall. So, you know, I do this stupid mock schedule every year, and I had Washington opening up in Dallas. One of the things I learned in the conversation with Mike is that there was no possibility of Washington playing in Dallas because Thursday night football on NBC is in Philadelphia. And the geographic proximity matters because, unlike with Fox and CBS, NBC's got one bank of trucks and cameras and the whole thing for their one game a week. And so they're not going from Philadelphia to Dallas. They're going to go from Philadelphia to D.C. to Baltimore to New York, or in this case, on Sunday Night Football, to Buffalo in week one. So that wasn't a possibility. Thanksgiving weekend, you get Baltimore hosting on Thanksgiving night, and then Washington, because it's so close, hosting on the following Sunday night against, in that particular case, they've got a game on Sunday Night Football Thanksgiving weekend against Denver. So that's one thing I've got to make a mental note of when I do my next mock schedule, if I decide to even do one again. Number two is, it sounds like, well, he said this, Chicago and Washington, week one Monday Night Football, was on the schedule list for a while. But the reason essentially that they took it off is because Amazon wanted Green Bay and Lambeau for sure for their first game of the year, which is week two in the Thursday night spot. They don't have week one in Thursday night on Thursday night because NBC has that. So Amazon's first game comes week two on Thursday Night Football, and the league thought it made sense for that to be a big-time matchup between Green Bay and Washington. So once they decided and Amazon wanted Jaden against Green Bay at Lambeau as their first game, then Washington couldn't be on Monday Night Football. So then they had to be moved back to the Sunday night spot. And yes, Washington could have been a Sunday night game in week one, but not with a Thursday night in week two. You won't see typically a team play Sunday night football. You'll never see a team play Monday night football and then have to play a Thursday night game, especially on the road. So Washington immediately went back into that, you know, 1 o'clock or 4 o'clock window on Sunday. So Washington, Chicago was a possibility for that Monday night opener. By the way, Chicago is going to play on Monday Night Football with Caleb Williams, Ben Johnson to open up the season at home against the Vikings. That's the opening Monday night game of the year. I thought it was interesting that Washington in Brazil against the Chargers, because they have the Chargers as a road opponent this year, was never a possibility because, in essence, the Chargers didn't want to lose a home game in SoFi against Washington because of the excitement right now over Washington. And by the way, the understanding that there are a lot of transplanted Redskins fans in Southern California. You know, this being a very transient market, LA being the recipient of transient markets in many cases, lots of Skins fans, Commanders fans, Redskins fans in SoCal. Washington hasn't played against the Chargers in SoFi. They've played against the Rams in SoFi, not the Chargers in SoFi. We know that the Chargers do not draw well from their own fan base, so they really need, you know, fan bases to bring in their own fans, and they saw that as an opportunity. You know, or, I'm sorry, did you say something?
I said check your phone. I sent you a tweet from Schultz on Terry McLaurin. It's an interesting thing. You know what, since we're doing it now, I might as well read it. All-pro wide receiver Terry McLaurin has made it clear to the team that he's frustrated with the lack of progress on a long-term deal. As I previously reported, McLaurin unexpectedly left voluntary workouts after initially attending, and it remains to be seen whether he'll report for mandatory minicamp. McLaurin is entering the final year of his contract. Talks have been minimal. From the desk,
I'll get
Jordan
to this
Schultz
in a moment, just because it's from Jordan Schultz, and I don't know how much of that is typically accurate. I mean, we'll find out from our own beat group whether or not Terry's legitimately frustrated. But let me just finish with my thoughts on this. Just the fact that the Chargers would not want a Washington game to go away. And then the idea that Kansas City Dallas could be a record breaker on Thanksgiving Day. They decided to hit big and go big on Thanksgiving Day, and that may be the all-timer. So you're going to have to tell me, but for some reason, when you just mentioned it to me that it's Jordan Schultz, is this legitimate source typically?
So Jordan seems to be pretty plugged in, I mean, everywhere.
Really?
I am not here to, I don't know how well-sourced Jordan Schultz is, but that this is what he's saying. And a lot of, we know this team doesn't let a lot of things leak, but when they do, they'll drop like little hints through these guys who are a little bit, have more of a national following.
Did Terry leave yesterday?
He wasn't there. I think the leaving, quote unquote, is talking about him showing up for voluntary workouts, and then once OTAs started, he wasn't there. So I think that's kind of what he means by leaving voluntary workouts.
We'll reach out to Ben and see if Ben's got some time to jump on with us real quick.
For sure.
Because I am interested to see what sometimes, like, for whatever reason, and I'm forgetting the specifics, but there was a report recently, like in the last month, and the accuracy was just off because there was a part of it that was just not even true. One of those parts being that somebody wasn't even present. It didn't deal with Terry, and I'm just forgetting what it is. Look, if Terry being frustrated with the lack of progress on a long-term deal, how many times, seriously, are players not frustrated with the progress of talks on a long-term contract extension, especially as that player gets older?
I would also like my money more as soon as possible.
I'm sorry?
I would also like my money as soon as possible. So I understand. I understand where Terry's coming from completely.
Yeah, but my point is, these deals always get more difficult, and at certain positions as players get older. Now, to me, Terry is a guy you want to take care of. But let's face it, you know, Terry currently at his age, you know, we've got a player entering his age 30 season, right? He's not, you know, going to get a top five average annual deal, which would put him, you know, somewhere north of $30 million a year.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You've got Chase Jefferson, Lamb, Metcalf, A.J. Brown, Amon-Ra St. Brown is the top six that are over $30 million a year. They are 25, 26, 26, 28, 28, and 26 years old, respectively. The only guy ahead of Terry making more money than he's making right now is the recent deal signed by Tariq Hill. He is a year older than Terry. And let's face it, I love Terry McLaurin, but he's never been in the category of Tariq Hill when Tariq's been at his best. So, you know, I don't know what Terry's looking for, but if he's looking for kind of top five money, I would expect the pushback. Washington has to be responsible, but at the same time, reward Terry for the player that, you know, he has been, but much more so on the player he will continue to be and grow into. Remember, like, this is, you know, good advice for anybody that is seeking any kind of compensation increase in any job environment. You don't go in and talk about what you've done. You talk about what you're going to do. What you've done, you've already been compensated for. An employer, most smart employers, that's not their concern. It's about what you're going to do. So always emphasize a future and what you're going to bring to the table moving forward rather than resting on what's been accomplished. And in this game, obviously, you know, where there is a shelf life and a short shelf life, you know, teams have to be careful. I would be shocked if there's not an agreement reached with Terry McLaurin before training camp. But at the same time, my favorite football team, I don't want them just doling out willy-nilly top five contracts when it doesn't make sense. I think we can safely say after the season he had last year, and I know this will be a conversation at some point over the summer because we've done it for multiple years in a row, where does Terry rank? Where is he on the wide receiver list? You can certainly, after his first season in the NFL with a legitimate starting NFL quarterback, he had never played not one game with a legitimate NFL starting quarterback. And there were several opportunities, but not one quarterback that threw him a pass was an NFL starting quarterback. And when he finally got one, he was sensational. And he is now in the conversation of certainly top 10, but not top 5. He's not in the class of what I would say top 2, Chase Jefferson. That's your elite high level. After that, you get a next group. Is he in that next group with 6'5", 6'7", guys? You can argue it better now that we've seen him with a great with an actual quarterback. But he might be just outside that. You know, he may be right around 10, you know, plus or minus two spots still. And then when you're factoring it into a compensation, conversation, you have to take into consideration his age. But rarely, especially as players get older and teams have to become more discerning, you know, it seems to me rarely do you not end up with maybe a more protracted contract negotiation where more times than less, there's going to be the expression of frustration coming from the player's side. We're seeing it in Cincinnati right now with a 30-year-old superstar pass rusher. Now, he is wildly undercompensated at this point. And look, Terry, at his $23.5 million on average, right? Isn't that the AAV for Terry's last 2022 deal? It should be. Terry's average per year, $23.2 million right now. Okay, which ranks 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16th in the NFL. It is not good enough, and he's going to get compensated more. Is he going to get $30 million or more a year? I guarantee you that's what he's looking for. I guarantee you he's looking for a Brandon Ayuk, Amon-Ra St. Brown kind of a deal. He's not going to get a Chase Jefferson or CeeDee Lamb kind of a deal, or what DK Metcalf just got from Pittsburgh, you know, after the trade. But, you know, is he going to get, you know, top 10, you know, somewhere in that neighborhood? He deserves that. So we'll see what happens. But he's the oldest, you know, out there, you know, in that range. Calvin Ridley, he, you know, believe it or not, is still at $23 million. Davante Adams is at $22 million, 33 years old. Could you make the case that Davante Adams is still a better receiver than Terry? He's certainly right there. That's going to be a great combination this year. Stafford with Puka Nacua and Davante Adams this year has a chance to be really, really good in the NFC, you know, with an obvious designer and play caller and Sean McVay. So we'll see. I did not know, and I didn't see reported that Terry, you know, we knew that he was not a participant in OTA workouts, but I believe Ben told us yesterday, did he not, that Terry was present for those workouts. Did he leave? Was he frustrated with recent talks? Jordan Schultz from the Schultz Report. Sources: Commanders All-Pro wide receiver Terry McLaurin has made it clear to the team that he's frustrated with the lack of progress on a long-term deal. He writes, as I previously reported, McLaurin unexpectedly left voluntary workouts after initially attending, and it remains to be seen whether he'll report for mandatory minicamp. McLaurin is entering the final year of his contract. Talks have been minimal. We'll see if we can get more information on this. Kevin Sheehan Show, the Team 980 and the team980.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.